Ghana is today joining the global community to mark United Nations Day. The organization, which currently has 192 members, was formed 68 years ago to maintain and sustain world peace and security. It is also charged to promote cooperation in solving international, economic, social, cultural, and humanitarian problems. A senior research fellow at the Legon Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy, Dr. Vladimir Nkwidanso, believes the UN can still do better. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwating.
Well, somehow it has done very well, except that I wouldn't say they haven't lived up to it. They have had problems in trying to live up to its expectations, and therefore wouldn't write them off as such. You know, new things are coming up, but the structure of the UN is such that it cannot cope up with the new phenomena, interstate conflicts and things like that. It was set up on a state-centric basis, so it is state-to-state relation. Unfortunately, more and more things are making the state-to-state relationship problematic. Globalization, the trans-border kind of problems, issues in national boundaries and things like that, which the United Nations was not structured for. And these are the problems they are facing, and therefore wouldn't write them off as...
Doc, let's situate it within the context of modern times. Would you say, once again, that the UN is relevant in modern times, since there isn't any sort of metamorphosis that would enable the UN to deal with challenges currently facing the world?
I wouldn't say it should be written off. I mean, the UN has problems, and what you need to do is to restructure the UN in order to be able to fulfill the aspirations of its member states, and especially the peoples of the world. So it needs restructuring. I wouldn't say it's not relevant. It is extremely relevant, as we all look for a modicum of some kind of global normative through global governance. And it's the only institution one can look at and say, well, we can all now meet and say we want X, we want Y. And so I wouldn't write them off. I wouldn't write the organization off. I wouldn't subscribe to any persons or any idea which says that it has outlived its usefulness and it must be scraped off.
A senior research fellow at LESIAD, Dr. Vladimir Nkwidanso.